From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. UNDP said G20 presidency is expected to focus on climate change financing. Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno said MotoGP will showcase Indonesia's potential. I'm Nuga Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. The United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, has expressed the hope that Indonesia's G20 presidency will focus on climate change financing, especially from private capital. UNDP Administrator Achim Steiner noted at the 2020 Indonesia's G20 conference access on Thursday, in the medium to long term, redirecting expenditures, increasing spending efficiency, and boosting domestic revenue collection are also essential to drive down poverty and inequalities and to properly address the climate crisis. The MotoGP Pertamina Grand Prix will serve as an effective promotional tool for showcasing Indonesia's potential to the global community, Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has said on Thursday. The racing event is projected to generate an economic value of more than 500 billion rupiah and absorb a total of 11,000 workers. University of Erlangga and PT Biotis Pharmaceutical Indonesia are hoping to start productions of Indonesia's first indigenous vaccine, named Merah Putih Vaccine, after the country's national flag in August 2022. This was stated by President Director of PT Biotis Pharmaceutical FX Sudirman at the MUI Jakarta office on Thursday. Meanwhile, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that the indigenous vaccine is planned to be donated to several countries on the African continent. Indonesia will pursue the registration of the vaccine with the World Health Organization, WHO, for clinical trials and boosters. Let's move on to the international news. Belgium's leading art museum has returned a painting it held for 71 years to great-grandchildren of Jewish couple whose property was looted by the Nazis after they fled on the eve of World War II. The museum, which appealed to the public in 2008 on its website for information on the painting, also launched on Thursday two rooms containing and addressing Nazi-looted art and works taken by Belgium during its colonial period. The Philippines Commission on Elections, or COMELEC, on Thursday dismissed a series of complaints seeking to disqualify presidential candidate Ferdinand Marcos Jr., removing a major hurdle for the front runner in the May 9th contest. The Commission's first division decided there was no merit in the complaints, which centered on Marcos' convictions for failing to file tax return while in public office from 1982 to 1985. Hundreds of Afghans have launched a rare protest at the golf facility where they have been housed since fleeing their homeland last year, holding banners pleading for freedom and demanding to be sent to the United States. Ahmad Mohibi, a former U.S. counterterrorism advisor in Afghanistan who has assisted those fleeing Afghanistan, said there have been no flights to the United States from the United Arab Emirates for evacuees since late November, and that some Afghans were now threatening to launch a hunger strike in protest. Iranian oil exports have risen to more than 1 million barrels per day for the first time in almost 3 years, based on estimates from companies that track the flows, reflecting increased shipments to China. Tehran's oil exports have been limited since former US President Donald Trump in 2018 exceeded a 2015 nuclear accord and reimposed sanctions aimed at curbing oil export and the associated revenue to Iran's government. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia's export 52 tons of animal feed products to Brunei Darussalam.
Listener, here is Diplomatic Corner. The title of Diplomatic Corner for today's edition is Indonesia export 52 tons of animal feed products to Brunei Darussalam. 52 tons of Indonesian animal feed produced by Cooperative of Agro Niaga Jabung Syariah of East Java loaded in two containers was exported to Brunei Darussalam. The Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Seri Begawan in its statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday stated that the Indonesian animal feed products were immediately delivered to the buyer in which the unloading of the container was witnessed by Indonesian Ambassador to Brunei Darussalam, Sujat Miko. The two containers of animal feed are for cattle, while a small portion is as a component of sheep feed. This is the third shipment of animal feed by continuing the previous export which took place in 2021. Overall, Indonesia has sent 6 containers of the Jab feed branded cow feed. The opportunity for Indonesian animal feed export to Brunei is still wide open. The Indonesian Embassy also stated that the animal feed consumption in Brunei in 2022 reached 158,579 metric tons, in which 60% was obtained from imports. Moreover, the Indonesian Embassy, along with the development of Brunei's agricultural sector, has new opportunities that can be filled with lots of superior products and services from Indonesia. Besides, there is land in Brunei that can be used to boost local production by exporting expertise and technology from Indonesia. The export opportunities to Brunei are still also open for supporting products such as fertilizers, vitamins, agricultural machinery, and superior seeds. The Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Seri Begawan further stated that the embassy is ready to facilitate the expansion of export of Indonesian agricultural products and services to Brunei Darussalam. Based on data from the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, over the past 4 years, Indonesia's exports to Brunei Darussalam have continuously increased. Meanwhile, annual data also shows that Indonesia's export to Brunei in 2021 grew 63.95% compared to 2022, with strengthening especially in energy commodities and consumer goods. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. we begin with February 11, 1950, Garuda Pancasila become Indonesia's national emblem. The national emblem of Indonesia is Garuda Pancasila, along with the slogan Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, which means uniting in diversity. This emblem includes a Garuda with its head facing right. On its chest is a shield with the symbols of the five principles, namely star, padi and cotton, banyan tree, bull's head and chain. The feet are gripping a ribbon with the Bhinneka Tunggal Ika slogan written on it. The symbol was designed by Sultan Hamid II from Pontianak, which later was perfected and officially adopted by President Sukarno as the state symbol for the first time during the United States of Indonesia's Cabinet Assembly on February 11, 1950. Next, on February 11, 2008, when the murder attempt against Ramos Horta occurred, rebel group led by Major Alfredo Reynaldo attempted to murder the second president of Timor-Leste, José Manuel Ramos Horta. Ramos Horta was wounded, while Alfredo and one of his subordinates, Leopoldino, was shot dead by the president's security. Ramos Horta was later treated at Royal Darwin Hospital in Australia. We end on February 11, 2011, when the Egyptian's President Hosni Mubarak resigned. Mohamed Hosni Mubarak was the president of Egypt from October 14, 1981 until February 11, 2011. He replaced Anwar Sadat, who was assassinated on October 6, 1981 by a radical group. The fourth president of Egypt was seen as the most powerful leader in the region. Hosni Mubarak later resigned on February 11, 2011 after 18 days big protest by the people. Hosni Mubarak surrendered his authority to the military.
Untukku, aku kan memiliki.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates have finished the third round of Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IUAECEPA negotiations. The hybrid negotiation was held in Semarang Central, Java on February 1st until 4th, 2022. Director General for International Trade Negotiation of the Trade Ministry, Jatmiko Briswijaksono, in a statement on Tuesday said that both countries shared the same spirit to finish the negotiation before the closing of Expo 2020 Dubai in March 2022. Therefore, both sides kept being pragmatic and flexible to achieve an agreement. The IUAECEPA negotiation covered various cooperation issues being discussed in 10 working groups, namely trade in goods, trade in services, rules of origin, customs and trade facility, investment, economic operation, intellectual property rights, institutional law and issues, government goods and services procurement, and Islamic economy. In the negotiations' third round, both agreed on most issues, namely customs and trade facility, trade remedies, investment, economic operation, intellectual property rights, government goods and service procurement, small and medium business, and Islamic economy. Meanwhile, the other issues will be finished later. The two countries hope the agreement could be announced and signed by the end of March 2022. Jatmiko Briswijaksono further said that if the negotiation can be finished before the target, IUAECEPA will be fastest CEPA finished by Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Terimalah diri mungkin sudah saatnya kan ku akhiri masa kesendirian, mempersiapkan hati melamarmu. Salah jangku kan ku bersunting dirimu, jadilah pasanganku dan hidup menua bersama.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
If you travel to East Kalimantan, please visit Kraton Trayan Palace, which has been designated as a cultural heritage and even it is used as a cultural tourism attraction. The palace is located in Pedalaman Village, Trayan Hilir Subdistrict, Sangkau Regency, West Kalimantan. It is about 94 kilometers from Pontianak City, or it can be reached for approximately 1.5 hours by motor vehicles. This building is a remnant of the Trayan Kingdom. The Trayan Kingdom itself has been known actively from 1683 to 1967, before West Kalimantan was inaugurated as a part of the Republic of Indonesia. In 1967, the Trayan Kingdom was inactive, and it was left abandoned without a ruling king. Now it has already been under control of the Republic of Indonesia. The Trayan Palace has a two-story stilt building made of ironwood. It is divided into five parts or rooms: the foyer, hall, courtroom, throne room, and kitchen. Like most palaces in Kalimantan, the Trayan Palace faces the southern parts of the Kapuas River. The physical building of the palace is 110 meters long and 70 meters wide. And it is built on 110 wooden poles, which are 2 meters high. The front porch has 10 glass windows, and the entrance on the south side, which is in the middle, is 2 glass doors. Meanwhile, the hall itself is an outbuilding, which was built in 1931. Previously, the hall was used as a place for the Sultan to receive important guests and royal officials. Another part of this area is the room, which currently used to store royal heirlooms, gamelan, and cannon weaponry. There is a sitting room, and it functions as a family meeting room, marriage ceremony room, and a meeting room for royal staff in the middle of the palace building. Moreover, there is also a throne room at the back of the building that used to serve as the seat of the Sultan and the Empress. Initially, the floor of this room was higher than the courtroom, but now the floor height is equivalent to the courtroom. The last, the kitchen, which was originally only a connecting alley between the main building and the kitchen, but now it has been used as a place for cooking. Recently, the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing carried out the arrangement of the Trayan Palace area. Besides being a cultural tourism destination, this area can also become a new public open space. The arrangements that have been done are improving the roads in the Taiyuan Palace area, regional drainage, ramps and canteen, regional gates, football fields, recreational parks, the palace yard and Great Mosque, beautification and lighting.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Miscellany for today has a topic: UI students create print box printing machine safe from data theft. Listeners, the printing press created by University of Indonesia students is designed to produce safe and practical documents. They adopted the way vending machines work in creating print box, which is a document printing tool that can be accessed independently. When data security is an important issue, Printbox becomes a necessity. Leakage of data, either due to theft or negligence of the data owner, is the cause of the emergence of criminal acts. They can happen, for example, because the data owner prints personal data such as ID card, family card, and passbooks in public places. Alif Hikmah and three of his colleagues were inspired by this in realizing the Printbox machine. Alif, as the CEO of Inventing.id, explains that the way Printbox works is very easy. This Printbox offers a friendly price for the average student size because the print rate is only 500 rupiah to 1000 rupiah per sheet. This tool also addresses student concerns regarding data security. According to Alif, documents uploaded on the server will be locked, so no one can access them. Once printed, the document will be automatically deleted so that the document remains safe. This is done as an effort to protect users' data to prevent data leakage and theft. Printbox is a product of Inventing.id/A, startup engaged in the development of high-tech office products in Indonesia. The startup is a program fostered by the Directorate of Innovation and Science Technopark, University of Indonesia, and is supported by the Menristek Dikti under the National Research and Innovation Agency. Printbox also eliminates the need to deal with customer service when printing documents. In addition to saving the company's operational costs, technology-savvy millennial customers prefer a simple and independent transaction process. That's miscellany.
Sempurna, kau luar biasa. Dalam nafasku rasakan kekagumanmu. Dirimu benar-benar sempurna, kau luar biasa. Kau nafasku, hati bilang sayang. Detak-detak jantungku bilang sayang. Kau sesuatu yang sempurna, aku terima.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a original song from South Sumatra entitled Petanglah Petang, to be sung by Nabila and Tri Suaka. The song narrates a big plan that will be carried out by several people. If the plan fails, then they will be sad. Even the sadness can be carried away by dreams. This song also reminds anyone when it's late, they should turn on the lights. This symbolizes having to be ready for what happened next. Here is the original song from South Sumatra entitled Petanglah Petang, sung by Nabil and Tri Suaka.
Petang menyilap lampu, ambek kusitan di pucuk meja. Petanglah petang, kemana aku? Jendia umbang di pepada.
Baju kurung berkancing tiga di bata endong keselangi. Amunlah urung ancaman kita, alangkah panjang karang tangis. Amunlah urung ancaman kita, alangkah panjang karang tangis.
Petanglah petang menyilap lampu, ambek kusitan di pucuk meja. Petanglah petang, kemana aku? Jendia umbang di pepada.
Kepiak berlinang-linang, mati disambar burung binti. Siang terkena, malam terkena, di batak tidur menjadi mimpi. Siang terkena, malam terkena, di batak tidur menjadi mimpi. Petanglah petang, mengilap lampu, ambek kusitan di pucuk meja. Petanglah petang, kemana aku? Dunia umbang di pepadang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai di dayung, hai nona yang
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.